Here's a story from The World.
Protesters in Israel clashed with police over the weekend. Demonstrators in Jerusalem getting hit there with water cannon. The protesters are angry about a few things. At the top of the list, how the Israeli government's handled the coronavirus. People across Israel are worried about the economic fallout. Here's how one protester put things.
Our Prime Minister, Bibi, Benjamin Netanyahu, is just a symptom of the problem. What we're trying to say is protesting against the whole system, the whole regime that is ignoring us, that is not letting us expressing ourselves, that's calling us anarchy.
One thing that many Israelis desperately want cleared up right now, a question really parents everywhere want answered, is school happening in the fall? Some parents are looking to success stories. Countries like Norway and Vietnam have reopened schools and kept infection rates low. Israel's experience has been more sobering and may offer some important lessons about what can go wrong if schools are not open the right way. Judah Kaufman has that story from Jerusalem.
Lisa Namdar Kaufman, no relation, had a bad feeling about sending her kids back from the beginning.
Photographs were sent to us from the sixth grade class at the end of the day to show us, look how much fun it is to be back in school.
She's the mother of two boys, ages 11 and 13. They live in the northern Israeli town of Pardes Chana. She says she was nervous about the risk of her sons catching the coronavirus. And those pictures she got from their first day back in school just confirmed her worst fears.
They did all kinds of bonding exercises with the kids all kind of climbing around each other without their masks on. Some kids had initiated this plan. They made a board with nails to hang their masks on, one on top of the other. I was furious and frightened, frankly.
Israel went into a nationwide lockdown in mid-March. Schools stayed closed through April. And then in May, students and teachers started going back to their classrooms. By the beginning of June, dozens of schools, all across the country, were seeing coronavirus outbreaks. They tried to enforce social distancing, but teachers soon threw up their hands. Many Israeli classes have 30 to 40 students each. Lisa Namdar Kaufman says she really feels for the educators.
The kind of social distancing they were asking for was just impossible with the resources at hand, that it wasn't serious, and they didn't take it seriously as a result. And so then each teacher kind of went with whatever they felt comfortable with.
Schools started off the process of reopening gradually. Younger kids returned in small groups called capsules. Because of all the extra space, each capsule could have its own classroom. But the situation didn't last long, thanks to the political pressure to get schools up and running more quickly. Rebecca Nussbaum teaches English at a public school in Jerusalem.
To everybody's surprise in the school, on the Thursday night before we were going back on the Sunday, we were in a staff meeting about how the capsule were going to work, what that would look like. It was 9 o'clock at night, and a news report came out saying that schools were opening as normal.
Nussbaum says she and her colleagues were caught completely off guard. They only had a few days to come up with a new plan.
We did not feel like we had any adequate time to prepare for that in order to make sure that the school was appropriately equipped for that many students coming back in one go.
She says schools were getting mixed messages from the government. For instance, teachers were initially told to have students wear masks in class.
I felt like the second sentence every second sentence was, please put your mask back on.
But then came a heat wave and new instructions from public officials.
After 2 days of that, the health ministry said it's more likely that you will get heat stroke than coronavirus. So with these extreme heat temperatures, you do not have to wear a mask.
Lev, a 10-year-old student in Tel Aviv, says he was perplexed by what games he could and could not play at recess.
It was very annoying because we were technically allowed to play tag, but we weren't allowed to play soccer. So we made a petition, and we got 400 people who won it, but then in the end, just nothing really happened.
Turns out, there was a reason for that rule. Students were barred from playing games with balls, fearing they would spread germs. But it's the sort of thing that might have been lost in the forest through the trees. Now, as summer break winds down, Israeli schools are looking ahead to the fall semester. Everybody's hoping to fix some of the mistakes that were made in the spring. Here's Lisa Namdar-Kaufman again, the mom in northern Israel.
They're looking at ways to make the classes smaller, to cycle between days in school and remote learning so that a third of the kids are in school each day, so there's more room to spread out, that kind of thing. It takes planning, and there was no planning when the schools first reopened.
Rebecca, the teacher from Jerusalem, agrees.
I think that with clear guidelines and sufficient time to prepare the schools physically and teachers, it could be more successful. But I think keeping students in smaller groups it's better educationally to have smaller groups of students, and I think that it would also be more beneficial to prevent large outbreaks from occurring.
The outbreaks in schools were blamed for fueling a second wave of coronavirus infections nationwide. In recent weeks, Israel has had more than 1,500 new cases a day. Yochanan Plesner, a former member of parliament and current head of the Israeli Democracy Institute, doesn't think the evidence is clear enough to make that assertion.
The common wisdom is that the single one decision that made the difference in terms of gatherings is when in June it was permitted to allow for events, for weddings and so on, allow for events of up to 250 people, and some of the events were much larger than that. So rather than the school system, the common wisdom now is that if there's one decision that we can go back and unwind, it would be the decision about allowing for large events to take place.
Regardless of policy, whether students will return in the fall is largely a matter of trust. Parents need to trust that the school system can keep their children safe. But Plesner says it's looking like public trust in the government's ability to handle the coronavirus is falling apart.
If in mid-May, around 49% of Israelis feared that they would contract the virus, it went up to 57% in the beginning of June, and in the beginning of July, up to 75%.
There's still some time to restore some trust and prepare for the new school year, which begins in late August. For The World, I'm Judah Kaufman in Jerusalem.